Proclamation number 6683 of 2nd of November, 1956. Light of truth is bliss. Walking in the light of truth must make you rejoice and be glad, because then you will also experience my nearness and know that truth is a gift from me which my love offers you because you have professed me. You now also know that you are taking the right path, and in this certainty you are blissfully happy. But in what degree of illumination this light of truth will illuminate you? That is, every single person. Each individual must also feel this for himself. The truth can shake him deeply, and it can also only give off a gentle glow which strikes the human being's heart. For I certainly speak to every individual myself, but my voice touches every heart differently, and it is the person's love which is decisive, which radiates towards me. And thus the heart also feels differently impressed, yet the human being who receives the pure truth as soon as he desires it always feels bliss. For this reason, however, the same word from me will be perceived and evaluated quite differently, depending on whether the human heart opens up to me or still allows itself to be captured by worldly impressions. The human being can already be indescribably blissful on earth if he repeatedly seeks solitude in order to intimately unite with me. Then I will also be able to influence him with great strength of love, and then the light of truth will have a shining brightness and prepare the soul for undreamed-of bliss. Yet on earth only few people are able to kindle this degree of love in themselves, because again and again the world pushes itself forward, which certainly no longer needs to dominate the human being but which nevertheless emerges with its demands and thus also has to be observed to a certain extent as long as the human being lives on earth and has to fulfill his duties. But anyone who puts striving towards me first will also be able to detach himself more and more from the world, and he will succeed in establishing such a deep and intimate bond with me that he will forget about the world. And I will also guide him through the world in a righteous way. But those who have already found the content of their life in the light of truth from me will be granted joys which can no longer be called earthly. The light of knowledge is evidence of the transformation of their being back into the original state in which it was once created. For it initially stood in knowledge, in the brightest light, it knew and recognized everything and was therefore also blissful. As soon as it attains knowledge again, it must also be blissful again. The light must radiate through the soul and also let it fill the state of light-filled knowledge. The extent to which the human being himself is aware of this determines his degree of love. The love he cherishes for me and his neighbor in his heart. Therefore truth can also be offered to a person who does not recognize it as such because there is still little love in him. Then the light of love will not reach the soul and cannot illuminate it inwardly. Therefore, anyone who is blissfully happy when he hears my word, who is inflamed with love for me when I speak to him, should try to increase this flame of love within himself and his bliss will also increase, and only then will the light shine within him and spread the brightness which will make him ever more blissful. Then he will have overcome the darkness and be a bearer of light himself. Then he will be able to carry the light out into the darkness. Then it can never go out because the eternal light itself is in him and fills everything with light. Amen.